朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Not necessarily be sin, but for the sake that I will not be bound by it, but this time I will not do it.
So,
件事不是一件事，不见得是罪，更是罪，并不是罪。
Why is the television? It could be sin, it could not be sin.
但是当他对我们成为捆绑的时候，我们就要胜过他。
But when you are bound by this television, you gotta overcome it.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
为哥林多前书第十章二十三节。他说凡事都可行，但是并不都造就人。
So all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful.
不见得 edify people, 好像不能够造就别人的事情，我就不做它。
These things may not be edify those who are around me, then I will not do it.
OK, 我们来复习一下哈，这三个步，请 young people 来复习好吗？第一个步是什么？
I'm asked to review these three don'ts. The very first one, don't.
凡事都可行。
All things.I can do.
并不都有益处。
They are not all beneficial.
没有益处的我不做的。
They are not beneficial to me.
第二件事情，凡事都可行。
All things are lawful.
但不论哪一件，总不受他辖制。
I will not be under the power of any.
会辖制我们的，我们不做它。
If anything that will hold you bondage, you will not do it.
第三件事情，凡事都可行，但并不都造就人。
Clearly, all things are lawful, but they are not all edifying.
所以我做了这件事情，如果不能造就别人，甚至会伤害别人，我就宁可不做它。
What I am doing does not edify those who are around me, but I will bring them harm, then I will not do it.
那一个要是什么呢？
What is the one thing you ought to do? Adults?
或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行啊！这是哥林多前书十章三十一节。
Whether I eat or I drink, no matter what I do for the sake of glorifying the Lord.
一面来说，连吃喝这么简单的事情，都要为荣耀神而行。
On the one hand, even when you eat, when you drink, these simple things, you do it for the sake of glorifying the Lord.
另外一面来说，保罗讲的或吃或喝，他觉得讲不完的，他是所以他说，无论做什么。
Paul begins by these simple things that he realized he can't cover everything, and he says, no matter what I do, we do it for the sake of glorifying the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们生活这样子的时候，我们会减少很多为用钱安排的机会了。
And when we live in such a way, then we will not make provisions for the flesh.
那今天我们不光想不为肉体安排去放纵情欲。
But not only do we want to talk about not making provisions for the flesh, for the lust, but to live out itself.
啊、我们今天往前更跨一步，就是我们根本不欠肉体的债，而是顺从肉体活着。
We want to take another step to realize that we are no longer debtors to the flesh, but to live according to the flesh.
好、啊，我们一起来读这一段的圣经。
So we read this portion of scripture together.
罗马书八章十二节到十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 12-13.
大家一起来读，中文、英文一起读。
Read it together.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债。去顺从肉体活着，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。好，我们再来一次吧。好，我们礼拜五去参加 Freeman 的小组，看他们背圣经背得真好。
We went to the Freeman Fellowship, they were memorizing the verses and doing such a great job.
有全体背，还有我们一个家庭要背。
And do it together corporately as a fellowship and do it as families too.
我记得那天上会的时候说要再考一遍，但是他们还是虽然会后面还记得那么清楚，就不忘了考了。
And at the conclusion of the meeting, I want to test them one more time to see if they really got it, and I forgot to do it.
看我们上个年纪都还在背，真的是很可爱的事情。
We who are advanced in age, we're still trying to put the word in our mind. It's a very, very wonderful thing.
好，这个现在讲弟兄们、姊妹们也要来哈，都是包括一切。
Brethren is actually inclusive of all of us, not just the brothers.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。啊，是这些圣经大家非常绝对背。那我们现在要来看哈，那首先我们要再看一次我们上次提到的。
And we want to refresh on what we talked about before.
就是肉体它非常非常喜欢逼迫属灵的。
And that is the flesh wants to persecute that is of the spirit.
啊，圣经上告诉我们说，那时按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
And the scripture says that the flesh persecuted that which was born of the spirit then and is so now.
保罗写这段圣经的时候，他先说第十章。
And when Paul wrote this portion of the scriptures in Galatians chapter 4,
他讲话的背景是在讲几乎两千年以前以斯玛利逼迫以撒的故事。
And he was using the reference between Ishmael and Isaac and how Ishmael had persecuted Isaac.
2000年来没有改变过。
And this is something that happened almost 2,000 years ago, and nothing has changed.
保罗说那个时候以色列逼迫以色列，到现在也是这样。
Paul says back then Israel was persecuting Isaac, today it is the same.
2000年过去了还是一样。
2,000 years has gone by, and it's still the same.
我们今天给保罗写这句话又2000年了。
And since the time that Paul wrote these words, another 2,000 years has gone by.
我们能不能说那时是这样，现在还是这样？
Can we still say this? So then it is still the same now.
当然可以，这是这么仅仅的一个原则。
And this is the principle of the flesh.
它并不属灵的。
Always persecuted as of the spirit.
今天从最外面来说，以色列会教国家今天在逼迫神的选民。
And from the outward circumstances, you see that the nation of Israel is still persecuting the children of God.
今天从我们的遭遇来说，不信主的人常常会为难信主的。
And those from circumstantial point of view, those who are unbelievers persecute those who are believers.
你看我孩子们读高中的时候，同学们穿同性恋的衣服，没有人管他。
And as my kids were going through high school, my kids who are wearing T-shirts that are promoting homosexuality, nobody says a word.
如果我们穿上这个神的旨意是一个男人一个女人，或是我们穿敬畏神的话，校长或者干涉你，说不定让人家看着不舒服。
But when you wear a T-shirt that declares the definition of marriage between one man and one woman, and you have any verses on your shirts that declares the will of God, the principle
actually. 结果老板就不让他升迁。
And last time I talked about brother would not go out drinking with his colleagues on Friday, so the boss would delay his promotion.
我那个基督徒同事因为不肯收红包，结果在公司里面留不下来。
And I had a colleague who's unwilling to take bribes, and he no longer can stay in the company.
因此呢，在外面是有机会的。
And outwardly there are these difficulties.
然后我们进到生命里面来。
When you come into the point of life.
属肉体的、属血气的、逼迫属灵的，从来没有改变过。
That which is the flesh in nature always persecute that of spirit in nature.
你看我们最近讲不要随从肉体，只随从圣灵，可能有些人就会想说，哎呀，没有兴趣。
And when we talk about this topic of not walking according to the flesh, but according to the spirit, some people would say, I'm not really interested.
我跟你讲，你就被那个没有兴趣的肉体给捆绑。
So you are bound by that thought. I'm not interested. He said that I'm not willing to pay a price, I do not believe, and these things become things that hold you hostage. Perhaps every day you're looking at your other half, you say, how come you haven't changed?
Our spirit is
holding us hostage.
弟兄姊妹，我们这边常常被捆绑，我们不知道的。
Often we are bound and we don't even realize it.
你看我们举外面的例子很容易明白，能不能举一个例子？从前是这样，现在还是这样，只要碰到一起，它一定会造成伤害的。And
we take our examples. Anybody have any examples of it was so then it is now? Whenever you put these two things together, it will always happen.
亚伯拉罕时代会发生的，保罗时代会发生的，今天还会发生的。
It'll happen in the time of Abraham, or happen in the time of Paul, it'll still happen today.
Hey,
you guys are all high-tech people who live in the Silicon Valley.
Can I
give you an example? So?
No,
you put two things together, it will always cause harm.
哇，你们的紧张、客气，我有上位。
Too nervous?
狮子嘛，对不对？ 圣经上讲的狮子遍地游行，寻找可以吞吃的人。
The lion goes to and fro throughout the whole world. This search goes to he may devour.
你在亚伯拉罕的时代，你碰到狮子，狮子把你吃了。
In the days of Abraham, you come across, you meet a lion, it will devour you.
你在保罗的时代碰到狮子，狮子把你吃了，除了马戏团的以外。
In the time of Paul, you run into a lion, they'll eat you as well, except for those who are in the circus.
你现在走出去碰到非洲，碰到狮子，狮子也会把你吃了。
You go into the wilderness in Africa, you run into a lion, that will probably devour you as well.
所以警察局突然打电话来给 SBCA 说，你现在到处去，因为在你们这边跑进五只狮子，我们把这个马路封起来了，怕它跑掉。So
the police, for example, police just called us saying there are lions running around in the parking lot. Don't go outside because they're going to get devoured.
等到我们把他们抓到以后，你们再出来。
Once we capture them, then you guys are free to go.
你说你们在干嘛？
He said, what would you guys do?
还会出去吗？
Would you go outside?
出去了。
Of course not.
我们一定会警醒的。
But you'd be alert.
我们一定会紧张的。
You'd be nervous.
我们一定会抓紧我们的孩子，这是不可以出去的。
And you will grab a hold of your kids and say, don't go outside.
就是在外面的逼迫，我们很容易就有反应。
Now, however, persecutions, we respond very immediately.
我们很容易就会保护自己。
We protect ourselves immediately.
但是里面的逼迫，我们
But these persecutions that are happening on the inside, we don't pay attention to.
所以一个更可怕的地方是从里面来的。
Something that's far more scary is the things that is on the inside.
的确，老板逼迫我们会有为难。
As our boss may persecute us, we may have difficulties.
的确，在学校里面，同学会嘲笑我们。
Maybe in schools there are those that would mock you.
然后可能我们在很多方面因为是基督徒，我们遭受损失。
Perhaps in many areas in our lives because we're Christian, we suffer loss.
你看我初中升高中的时候，在我们台湾初中升高中那个中文模拟考试，哈，不知道你们有没有叫什么
？When I was entering from junior high school, we often had these exams.
是教育 exam 我们 kind of simulation 那个真正的 entrance test 一样啊，我们就有那种真正的模拟考。
And we have these exams that kind of see where you're supposed to go.
然后这种考试是全校的名字排行榜的全部贴出来的。
And your results, how well you did on the exam, are listed for everyone to see.
知道我们一千个学生啊，大家去看排行榜的时候那个感觉啊。你看你排第几名？
然后那些 students, you would go and look at the list and see where you rank among your other students.
你差一分，你都会差十几名的。
And a point difference on the results, you may be 10 places lower than someone else.
我记得那时候我们模拟考试是在考一节生物题，它叫世俗人类进化的过程。
And there was during the exam, there was a question about evolution and the coming of life.
就是关于进化论，我知道老师要的答案就是进化论，达尔文的进化论。
And the question was where did life come from? And I know that the teacher wanted the answer, and the answer was to be evolution.
我一边面对那个考题的时候，就在想要不要回答。
And I looked at that question, and I was pondering should I answer that question.
因为我们相信是神造
的。And I know it's created by God.
但是老师希望的答案却是希望你写进化论。
But the teacher wants us to write down evolution.
十分呢
？And it's 10 points. That was worth 10 points.
可以让我掉到一百多名以外的。
And I could fall outside the first top 100 in my class.
那就是那天在挣扎以后，我就顺服主了，我就不打。我没有，我上面写说我相信。
I didn't answer that question, and I just wrote that I believe all things are made by God, so I turned it in.
你就知道我一分都没有得。
And you know I didn't get a point.
但是那次我因为这样子退到一百多名以外哈，其实我心里面很喜乐。
And I felt outside the top 100 in my class, and I actually came out with a lot of joy.
其实你外面有时候受一点逼迫，反而让人更爱主。
And perhaps these persecutions on the outside will cause you to love the Lord a little more.
你看在中国过去文革期间，这么多的神儿里面受逼迫，可是基督徒爱主的心没有办法被浇灭的。
And back then in China during the Cultural Revolution, many Christians were persecuted.But that passion and that love for God was not quenched.
So, 罗马帝国的时候，残害基督徒越杀越多了。
And during the Roman Empire, they slaughtered the Christians more and more.
你看那个竞技场，今天到罗马去的人都会去竞技场看。
And then you go to the Colosseum and these stadiums, you see these historical events that happen.
我两次经过那边的时候，其实我心里面都很痛的，因为虽然看到古迹很宏伟，里面觉得这是一个。人类几千年的一个古迹遗物。
So twice I passed the Colosseum and my heart actually ached. And on the one hand, it's a great step of a building, and you're standing at awe of what's been built.
常常想到两千年前多少神的儿女们西装带小带着小 baby 就在这里被狮子老虎给吞吃了。
When I think about the time that when the Christians are actually led in the middle of that Colosseum, families with little children and they're literally eaten by lions.
就是连外面的逼迫是有为难是有代价，但是有的时候反而让我们更爱主。
And these persecutions on the outside, yes, we have to pay a price, but sometimes it costs us to love the Lord more.
但是里面这个逼迫。
But when we come back and look at this persecution, we
have to watch
it. A lot of times we're actually senseless to it.
甚至我们喜欢。
And to some point, we even delight in it.
我们甚至习惯。
And we are accustomed to it.
就是因为里面的逼迫是持续的。
And this persecution is on the inside, it's perpetual.
关键的逼迫常常是 event 的，是一个
阶段的。And the outward persecution are just generally event driven. There are stages at time and time, and not all the time.
这个生命里面的逼迫是持续的，而且是全面。
But this persecution within your life is continual, is perpetual.
要知道，我们一定要认识这件事情，这个属灵的原则是从来不会改的。
And we need to understand the spiritual principle that it will never change.
它的结果是一件非常非常严肃的结果。
And the result is very severe.
是我们每一个人都经历过的结果。
Something that we've all come to experience.
圣经上讲的斩钉截铁的，你们若顺从肉体活着。
The scripture is very clear that if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Not just that this physical body will come to die, but the spiritual death talk about a separation. And we are separated from what is life. The spiritual death talks about the fact that we're separated from
God.
But this is a serious matter that if you live according to the flesh, you will die. So you find that sometimes Christians, the longer they walk, sometimes the heavier they become. When I go and travel, I feel a lot of brothers and sisters that would say that in our meetings, we just feel like they're dead.
他说我们全部好干啊，好死了，讲不出形容词来，就是用死来形容。
So we're still trying. They have no other words to express how they are. They said that we're dead.
因为什么？因为我们太多时候习惯活在肉体里面。
Brothers and sisters, because oftentimes we delight to live in the flesh.
因为我们在聚会中，在侍奉的时候，我们都常常很不高兴，就活在肉体里面。
Even in our meetings.While we are serving the delight of living the flesh.
这就是一个不容忽略的属灵原则，这是一个众所知道的一个经历的事实。
This is a spiritual principle that we cannot ignore. It's a spiritual fact that we have to acknowledge.
肉体只要找到机会，它就一定想办法在我们身上取缔。
And whenever the flesh finds the opportunity, it will find strength or find a footing.
只要有机会就要伤害我们。
And whenever it finds an opportunity, it will bring harm.
有一次在一个晚宴上面。 Earlier
the Lord says the truth shall set you free.
我们 认识真理，认识救恩，会做我们自由的。
If you know the truth, it will set you free.
就像真理告诉我们说，你们不再陷入你的罪。这个认识对我们有帮助的。
Just as the truth says, you're no longer debtors to the flesh. This truth is helpful to you.
把圣经上告诉我们是生命圣灵的律释放了我们，叫我们不再这个顺从，就不再被定罪，而让我们可以脱离罪和死的律了。
And the law of spirit of life has set us free, and we're no longer under bondage, but we are set free from the law of sin and death.
那当我们如果没有这些真理的时候，我们就拼命用自己里面的意志行善。
We don't have this truth in us. We keep working on our own, trying to do good on our own.
失败了又励志，励志了又失败，失败了又励志，我们就是这样子一直在那里 looping， 好像那里绕圈子。
We fail and then we will to do good and then we fail again, but we establish our will to do good. We're always in that cycle of failure.
直到有一天，我们看见保罗说：“我知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体中。”
So one day we come to realize what Paul says, that I know that in me, but there is nothing that is good. If there is nothing good within me, how can I do what is good? And how do you force a rooster to lay eggs? It's not possible. So when you know the truth, truth will set you free. The Son of God has set you free, then you're free indeed.
圣灵来，主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
The Spirit comes, and where the Spirit dwells, there's liberty.
那我们要感谢主，今天我们不再是做奴隶的。
And we thank God that we're no longer slaves.
因为我们看见因着基督，我们这个人所有的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲已经被钉在十字架上。
And we thank the Lord because of Christ, all the passion and desires of the flesh has been crucified.
而中文的翻译是肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲，对不对？
Flesh and the lust, I mean, the desires and his passion.
你看英文，英文没有翻得那么糟。
The English translation is a little different.
那个邪情私欲是讲到我们的 passions and desires.
And the words that are used is not as severe, as harsh as the Chinese translation.
没有说你是一些很卑贱的 lust, 那些情欲，而是说你的 passions and desires.
And the notion of passion and desire doesn't emphasize on the lust that is within your
flesh.
Everything that is out of that flesh has been crucified on the cross.
圣经上告诉我们，基督释放了我们，我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
And the scripture says that we have been set free by the Son of God, and so we need to stand fast, to stand firm, that we're no longer under the yoke of slavery.
他不光帮我们把肉体解决了，
Not only has Christ dealt with the issue of the flesh,
他也把我们给释放了，
He has also set us free.
那圣经上保罗用了一个什么最好的例子来讲这两件事情？
And what is the perfect example that Paul used to talk about these two things?
丈夫跟妻子，罗马书第七章，对不对？
Romans chapter 7, we talk about relationship between husband and wife.
丈夫活着的时候，妻子不能会给别人。
Now, as long as the husband is alive, the wife cannot marry another.
她被这件事情绑着。
And she is bound by it.
她如果会给别人，就叫做淫妇。
If she belongs to another, then she's called a harlot.
丈夫死了。
But when the husband dies,
她就从这个约里面被释放。
And she is free from such covenant.
她可以会给别人。
And she can now belong to someone else.
所以这种情境原来就像是一个很暴力、很残忍、这个很凶恶的一个丈夫。
His flesh is like this, a very angry, very violent husband.
他天天挟持我们，威胁我们，为难我们。
And every day it will oppress you, will bring you harm, will bring you difficulties.
但是我们离不开他。
But we cannot be separated.
直到有一天，我们知道我们的旧人，我们的肉体，还有肉体的邪情私欲，都已经在十字架上被钉死了，死了。
Until one day we know that this old man, all the flesh, all the lust, thereof has been crucified on the cross.
所以我自由了。
Then I am free.
他死了是第一件事情。
And the very first thing is that he is dead.
我再也不受到这样子的恐吓、威胁、伤害。
I am no longer under his harm and his
恐吓、威胁、伤害。
Threats.
Sorry. 然后我可以归给基督。
But now I can belong to Christ.
我可以脱离我自己的一个人的孤单，我一个人的无助，我一个人里面所有的需要，我可以在基督里面得到满足。
I have been separated from my loneliness, all the things that I seek for within myself. Now I can belong to Christ.
就是一个是
On the one hand, the difficulty, the problem has been solved. On the other hand, we've been brought to because of Christ, the flesh has been crucified. Because of Christ, we have been set free.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。